I've lost my my agenda now after all this moving. So item C is consideration of resolution 2019-42. This is an insurance and grant. Daniel, I believe you had a staff report.
Here you go. The item before you, the first item, is just a resolution supplement. The state statute allows supplemental appropriations via resolution when it's grant funds or insurance proceeds. And so what we have before you now is actually a request to do just that. Just so everyone's clear, this requires only a one reading. So this would not come up for vote twice. This would only be for today if it does pass. We did receive a grant from the Wellmark Foundation for $10,000. And the request is to supplement the parks budget by that $10,000. And that, in addition to that, we did have some insurance proceeds, for, the police or for street lighting, police streets and insurance. Really what most of those are street lights. Every time our street lights get hit, which seems to happen more and more often.
Don't curse us.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to see tomorrow's report. Probably lose three tonight. Anyway, when we get those, thankfully, our police department has usually been able to find the perpetrator of that, and so we're able to get insurance money for that. And so when we actually get that insurance money, then we're able to place that back in the budget, so essentially it becomes a wash in the budget. In the for the grants, we also did receive an airport grant that would also be a supplemental appropriation. And so we are asking for some supplemental appropriation. These are projects that were above and beyond the 2019 budget that was passed. But again, all of these are coming from grants that we wrote and received and now doing the work for, or insurance proceeds for things that apparently people can't stay away from.
Any questions for Daniel from council?
We actually got a grant for the Public Works campus.
That actually, that's in the ordinance, which would be the next item.
This is the resolution.
This is just a resolution.
Yes, I'm in the wrong place. So what number on the agenda are
we? We're on C.
C.
What's the
2019-42 is the resolution. Jason, go ahead, bud.
The total on everything. It's on the, so is it the TIF 12?
That those would be for the ordinance, and that's coming up later, but that's for the second action that we're asking for is the ordinance for the supplemental, and that's going to be for TIF 12, the Capital Improvement Fund, which was the Public Works Campus, and a few other things.
Thank you.
Further discussion, public or council, on 2019-42.
I'll move to approve resolution 2019-42.
First by Ron. Second by Rhea. Ron and Rhea, any further discussion, public or council? Resolution 2019-42. None being heard. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Brings us to subset D. This is the ordinance that we referred to earlier. That is a supplemental appropriations. Go ahead, Daniel, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Most of these, well, to go over each one individually, the first one for $5,000 for insurance, that simply is our insurance quotes came in higher than what we had budgeted for. So we are asking for an additional $5,000 that is above and beyond what we had originally budgeted for. Under the parks, under supplies and materials, it's $2,498. That was the match that we had to provide for that Wellmark grant that came in. It was about a 25% match, and so That's the source of cash that we ended up using for that grant. And so in the general fund, we're asking for $7,498 additional dollars beyond what was originally appropriated in the budget. And the capital improvement fund, the $1.2 million, that, again, is for the Public Works campus. So everyone understands that is not a change order. That's not going higher than what it was. Simply what it means is we did not pay as much of the construction in 2018 as what we had anticipated. So more of the bills for the Public Works campus are being paid in 2019 than what we had anticipated when we adopted the 2019 budget. Since more of the bills or a large portion of the project was not paid for in 2018 when we had adopted our budget for 2019, we had assumed the vast majority of it would have already been paid for. That's not the case. So it's not actually changing the total cost of the project or anything else. It just means in a different calendar year is when we actually made the payments for that campus. And again, it's not changing what our annual payments are to the rural development loan or the term of the loan or anything else. It's just that the bills came in slower than what we had anticipated. And the Dolan Creek, the $270,000 for that, that's to cover two different things. The first is the park, which, as you might recall, that is being constructed actually by the city and is being reimbursed by the TIF proceeds, and that was part of the original TIF. We did not know what year that park was going to be constructed. The park is going to be constructed this year, so in order to do that, we actually have to have budget appropriations to do that. And so we're asking for funding for that. And the second is for the TIF amendment, and that's for the additional stormwater retention pond as well as the underground conveyance of that second pond that's being constructed. That's all part of the amendment which the council approved 1 or 2 months ago. I'm sorry, I don't recall exactly when. But again, that was not included in the 2019 budget because we were not aware that we were going to be doing a TIF at that point. So all of that is being paid for out of the Dolan Creek TIF, but we do need additional budgeted authority for that. This is an ordinance, and so it does require two readings. And so if it does pass the council, it'll be up at your next council meeting.
Any questions for Daniel?
Couple. Do we have that much money left on the rural development loan that we can cover this?
Yes. This is all part of the original rural development loan package. Again, we simply did not pay all the bills in 2018 that we had anticipated, so we're paying it in 2019. So it is coming out of our rural development loan.
Any other comments, questions, concerns with this first reading from council? How about public input? Come on up, Bonnie.
I just want to confirm that I understand the flow. So, $1.2 million. Coming out of the loan, where's that money been until now when we want to spend it?
It was appropriated in 2018's budget.
Correct. It was appropriated in 2018's budget. It was not spent in 2018. And so we're just, it was still at Rural Development's bank account.
It just wasn't added to
Correct.
The loan yet. So
Correct.
now it will add on to the loan.
It doesn't add on to the loan. The original loan principal is not changing. There, right.
But it's just using it up.
Yes.
It's been yeah. sitting there waiting for us, and we didn't
Correct.
Need it yet.
Well, we knew we needed it. We thought that we would have needed it in 2018. It turns out we need it in 2019.
So we weren't paying interest on it or anything?
No.
Until now?
Correct.
Okay. And then with the Dolan Creek stuff, the park that's going in there, and the stormwater, that's going to be, that'll come out of our pocket now, but that'll be reimbursed by the TIF?
The park portion We're paying for it up front. We get reimbursed from First Interstate Bank, which is the bank on record for the TIF. We get reimbursed, I think, at the completion of the park project, which that'll probably be within the next 90 days, something like that. Yeah. So we'll probably get the cash back from that within 90 days. And I think that's 120,000 or 125. Oh, I'm sorry. 150 is that portion. The portion for the stormwater retention, the city's actually acting as a bank on that so that we receive the interest funds. So the city is fronting that expense. And then we will be reimbursed through the TIF. We're second on that because First Interstate gets repaid first. And so once First Interstate is repaid on the TIF, then the city will be paid afterwards.
And that was only 20,000?
That's 120.
Yep. Oh, 270, yeah. I'm sorry. Not looking close. Blurry-eyed. Okay, thank you.
So tonight's plus 60,000, so that'll be an additional supplemental that'll be brought forward probably in 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
I guess how much more can we borrow? Is there unlimited amount of funds or?
No, no, it's the original loan amount, which was 4.4 million.
4.3.
Oh,
4.3. Yeah. Any other comments, public or council? Questions, comments, concerns about first reading of this ordinance? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance 2019-07, supplemental appropriations.
Got a first by Rhea. Second by Steve. Is that what I heard? Second by Steve. Any last discussion? Well, this is an ordinance again. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Terry?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
First reading passes.